Hi, I'm Fatima Ramirez, the executive director of Acción Latina, which is the arts and media nonprofit that publishes El Tecolote, the longest-running consecutively published bilingual English-Spanish newspaper in California, which you can also read online at eltecolote.org. And we also produce award-winning content on Radio Teco Podcast, which you're listening to right now. We are a small but mighty team, and we are so excited to have recently won 2 first place awards for 2 of our podcast episodes from the San Francisco Press Club. Please remember to subscribe to this show to stay up to date with our monthly episodes highlighting local news and Latinx cultura in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. And don't forget to share your favorite episodes with your friends. Thank you so much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Hello and welcome to Radio Teco Cultura. My name is Monty Rossetti. On today's episode, I have the privilege of speaking to Cuban-born jazz musician Harold Lopez Nusa. Harold currently lives in France and joins us from a busy cafe in Paris, so please excuse the background noise. Harold and I talk about his recent album, Timba la Americana, his family, and his love for the Bay Area, especially after a recent performance at Berkeley's Freight and Salvage. Enjoy the show. Harold Lopez Nusa, thank you for being on our show here. My first question, most importantly, because I know you're calling all the way from France. How are you doing on this French night for you, San Francisco morning for me?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm in Paris right now. Yeah, I just was doing some jobs today. So yeah, I'm doing fine. There is a cold night here. It's a little gray, but it's cool.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. So let's learn more about you. So tell us where you're from, and then what type of music you specialize in.
Yeah, well, I'm from Havana, Cuba. I'm a piano player. I'm a composer, and we can say that my main music is like it's Cuban jazz. I like to say. It's a kind of jazz with a lot of, you know, Afro-Cuban influence and rhythms, which is very important for me and my culture as a Cuban. So, yeah, I love to say that we do like a Cuban jazz. We'll be like a Latin jazz. But we have a lot of another influence from, I don't know, from jazz, classical music, pop, funk, I don't know, rock. Everything can inspire oil. Also, yeah, we have a lot of any other different influence, but main, if we need to say main, we'll be like, yeah, Cuba and jazz.
Nice. No, exactly. And let's talk more about your inspirations then. You mentioned it, obviously, being from Cuba, there's obviously a lot of rich musical history there. Your family is also, seems like a long line of musicians as well. So let's dive into your childhood, I guess. How was it growing up in such a musical household in a very musical country?
Oh, well, I feel very lucky to be born in, you know, in a musical family and in a very musical country. So in Cuba, music is everywhere, you know. I was born and raised in Centro Havana, San Leopoldo. It's a neighborhood very popular where you can, you can hear rumba every week, Santeria, Toque de Santo. They are, you know, practicing over there. And then the neighbor that plays some music and the other neighbor that is putting the radio very loud. You know, music is very important in the Cuban life for everybody. So, and I grew up in a house that, you know, musician work came in and out all day long. My father and my mom, they were listening or playing music all day long. So music was in my life from the very beginning. But I also was a huge fan of baseball. I love baseball, still love baseball. So that was a fight between myself, you know, going to play baseball with my friends in the street, because we was playing in the street, and my parents calling me to play some piano in the house. So yeah, I was in between that two worlds. The baseball industry with my friends and the piano in my house.
And real quick question, what's your favorite baseball team?
Oh, well, I love the Giants, you know.
Nice, good answer.
And I have been lucky enough to be like three times in their stadium. So this, yeah, it's make me a big connection with them. We can say, yeah, my team is Industriales, also from Havana. Yeah,
from Havana, Industriales.
The team from Havana. Yeah,
I think okay. So now I have a team to root for. Cool. in Havana. That's my team to root for. let's now pivot. We'll pivot back to music here. So your recent album, Dimba La Americana, was inspired by your recent decision to leave Cuba and begin a new life in France. So tell us about that decision. And then after that, tell us about how the music, that decision influenced your music.
These last 2 years have been crazy for me. We took the decision with my family to leave Cuba. I mean, my own family and my brother's family too. I was lucky enough to come to France with my brother too and his family. Because of the war, because of the situation in Cuba, that was kind of very hard when we took the decision still. And I have been great. I mean, I love France. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful country. People treat us very well. They really open their arms for us, which I'm very appreciated for. But, I miss a lot of my country. If I'm honest to you, I think every day in Cuba, I think every day in my family over there, in my friends that I cannot see every day that I used to. There is this feeling, and then there is the new expectations. And I think that in the album, there is a reflect of all that, you know. There is tunes that are very melancholic, and in my feeling and my thinking in my country and wherever I left. And also the expectation of the new things that are happening to myself and my family. So yeah, the two combinations, I think that really impact the music that is in the album.
So now tell us a little bit about who worked with you on this album. If you want to give some special shout outs to some of the amazing musicians that were around you, but then also kind of talk about how that collective got together to put it together.
Yeah, well, I have a beautiful band in the album that I've been touring with also. So I have my brother playing drums with me, which is probably my favorite drummer. And then I have Lucas Curtis, which is an amazing bass player on the bass. Then the virtuoso of the harmonica, Gregoire Mare, is an amazing musician that played this instrument like nobody else. And then we have a percussionist in the album that is not touring with us, but he's in the album, that came from the, you know, from the folkloric and rumba tradition in Cuba. Which is very important also in the mix that we did in the album. So yeah, I was lucky to have this beautiful band doing the record with me. And then I was very lucky also to have Michael Lee, which is the bass player and founder of Naki Poppy and a good friend of mine, doing the musical production of the album. He did an amazing job. We spent a lot of time together, talking about the music, making the music, remaking again the music. And it was a journey. It was a beautiful journey that I spent with those guys. And I'm very grateful for that. And I'm very pleasant with the result as well. Yeah.
No, that sounds like an amazing team. And we also talked about your inspiration. So collectively, I encourage our listeners to give this album a listen.
Please,
such a great, great piece of work that you've done there. Please, please, please,
please
listen.
Please, yes.
I mean, he said that he's a Giants. He said you're a Giant. He said he's a Giants fan. So the least that we can do is give this album a listen. It's a fair trade. Let's talk about your musical inspirations and your role models. Obviously, you know, you talked about your family, so you can talk about specific family members, but even musicians that, you know, have gone before us. So who are your inspirations?
Yeah, well, actually came first from my family, my mom, my dad, but my uncle, which is a piano player that I love, Hernan Lopez Nusa, he's a big inspiration still. And one of the biggest, I always say that he's my big hero, is Chucho Valdez, which is a Cuban piano player, still alive. But I remember that he came once to my school when I was studying music. He played for us a tune, a blues, I never forget. And that will blow my mind. His way to play the piano. Still, every time that I saw him play, he's like, wow. So yeah, he was and he's still, and I believe he will keep being a big, big inspiration for myself. He's someone that I look always and I say, well, I wanna be like him. I will never, but it's a good point of reference to, you know, trying to be there. So yeah. And then many others, I don't know, from Bill Evans, Miles Davis, Brazilian musicians to like Jovin. In my house, we used to listen a lot to that, and Cuban musician Benny Moré. I don't know, a lot of, you know, but yeah.
That's one thing that's great about, especially about our Latino roots, is that when it comes to music, we have inspirations everywhere you go. Every country offers a lot of great inspirations. Let's go back to November of 2023. You played here in the Bay Area at Berkeley's Freight and Salvage. How was your experience here in the Bay Area? And was that your first time here in the San Francisco area?
Oh, no. I had been there sometimes. I had been playing at the SF Jazz for a few times. And then this is my second time at Freight and Salvage at Berkeley area. And I love it. I mean, this is... United States is a huge country. It's amazing. It's very different. But probably one of my favorite places is, you know, this Bay Area. It's so beautiful. The food is great. People are very passionate about the music. They love go to see music. I love being there. So, yeah, always great to be back. And I actually can't wait to be back again at the Bay Area as well.
Well, we look forward to having you come back to the Bay Area. For my last question, for us fellow jazz fans here in the Bay Area, what can we expect from you in 2024?
Well, for now, we're going to continue, you know, promoting the album. We have a lot of concerts coming in the future, in the near 2024. We're going to Australia in January. Then, we are doing, you know, US and Europe. So I think that's for the moment, and then I need to think in my new steps. But still I don't have any strong idea of what we will be. So we'll see.
No worries. All right. Well, we'll make sure we stay following you on the social channels as well. The album is Timba a la Americana. The musician is Harold Lopez Nusa. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us today.
Thank you to you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
As the podcast of the community newspaper El Tecolote, we think hearing from you is important. So please leave us a comment, rating, and share our podcast to other members of the community. Thank you.